Hey, it's Jefferson Graham. You're listening to the podcast, and today we are talking about live photos on the iPhone, probably the greatest secret weapon that Apple has. Started as a gimmick, 2015, iPhone 6. What if we could add 1.5 seconds of video to every photo? And you say, okay, that's nice. That's cool. I can't share it online. I can't put it into Facebook. Even if I have the extra video, nobody's ever going to see it unless they look at it on the phone. But gosh, there's so many fun things you can do with it now. Most people don't realize how powerful live photos is. And I just explored it in depth in the latest PhotoWalks tutorial video that's on YouTube, youtube.com/PhotoWalksTV. Please check it out. But let's really take a deep dive here and look at live photos. You can do long exposures. You can add streaks to cars. You can make people disappear. You can make eyes open up even if they're closed momentarily in a video. That's sort of the magic of having the 1.5 seconds of video. So let's go over all of that stuff. First of all, if you want to use live photos, you have to turn it on, and you would do that in the camera mode menu. It's number two after, number three after flash and night mode, and you'll only see night mode at nighttime. So it could be either number two or number three. So turn it on if you want to use it. I highly recommend it. And then once you take a photo in live photos, you will look at the photo in the camera roll, and that's where you will apply the special effects. Drop-down menu, top left, what it will say is live, loop, bounce, and long exposure. Loop is a video that is never-ending. So if you're riding a bicycle, you're just riding it over and over and over again, and bounce makes you go forward and backwards over and over again. That's the gimmick stuff. You also have that 1.5 seconds of video. Now let me tell you about that 1.5 seconds. The beauty of this, and that's where you're going to open up the closed eye, is that you can pick the frame out of the video that you really want. So let's say you're doing a skateboarder and the skateboarder does a jump, and Apple decides that from that live photo, the one that they've selected is the skateboarder on the ground. You want the skateboarder in the air. So you click edit, and then at the bottom of the screen, you'll see four possibilities: live, adjust, filters, and crop. You pick live. And now you have a film strip at the bottom of the screen. And you scroll to pick the exact frame that you want. And when you find it, you select it, and it says Make Key Photo. Save Make Key Photo, and now you have a different shot than Apple deemed that you should have. The example I gave with a skateboarder is perfect. You also have the closed eye syndrome. So you take my picture and you have 1.5 seconds to do that, a video. And then what Apple selected is my eye closed. Do what I just mentioned, go down to the film strip and open my eye up and press Make Key Photo. So that's really cool and really useful. And why wouldn't everybody listening to this want the luxury of having that extra footage, those extra frames, just to make sure that you got the right picture? This is something that you can't do with your mirrorless or DSLR, and it's something that you can't do on an Android. Android, at least the Galaxy that I have, has something called motion photos, but they don't let you go in and tweak them like you can do on the iPhone. So really cool for that. So we talked about opening up the eyes. We talked about how loop and bounce are pretty much worthless. We don't really care about them, but we do like long exposure. Long exposure is the tool that will give you more special effects than anything else. So my number one thing, whenever I lead a photo walk in Manhattan Beach, California, I always take people down to the water and I showed them how cool it is to take a picture of the water, usually the water with the pier in it, and then apply long exposure. And now my static, ultra-sharp shot of the water is now fuzzy, beautiful, silky, the sort of shot that you would get if you shot on your DSLR or mirrorless for 2 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds. And you can do this handheld. You don't have to have it on a tripod. You just take the photo, apply the effect. Now, you have to know it's hit and miss. You may have to do it many times. I was doing a shot where I wanted to show the beauty of long exposure this week, and I probably did it 20 times until I got it right. Sometimes you have to be standing in the right place. The water has to be going in the right position. But, you know, it's the beauty of digital is that we can do trial and error. So I just recommend doing it over and over again. My other example of long exposure is on the same pier. I was taking a picture of a double rainbow one morning, and a woman walked into my shot. I didn't want her there. So I clicked long exposure, and she disappeared. The same thing, I was in Paris at the Champs-Élysées, and there were people walking all over the place. Arc de Triomphe. And I just kept putting on long exposure, and they disappeared. So that's one fun thing. And then with cars, you can make cars fuzzy. You can make them streak with the lights. You can make them disappear a little bit. And again, really hit and miss. You'll have to do it many, many, many times, but I think you'll have fun doing it. So that's live photos. One con I've seen people say is that it makes the file size larger. Okay, I can live with it because look at what I'm getting in return. So I always leave live photos on. If you don't enjoy live photos, I'd love to hear from you. JeffersonGraham@gmail is my address. And you can find me on Facebook, Jefferson.Graham. I used to refer people to Twitter and X, but I don't anymore based on what it's become like. You can DM me on Instagram. I'm at JeffersonGraham on Instagram. But I hope you have fun with live. And if you have any questions, I'd love to hear from you. And that's pretty much it. Go check out the video so that you can see the visuals. I have a whole playlist of different iPhone tips and tricks all over the YouTube channel, youtube.com/photowalkstv. So I hope you'll check that out. I'm Jefferson Graham. Thanks for listening and have fun with your iPhone.